You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
That gets me going every time I hear
it's
that.
It's great.
That fucking first line, peel your skin back to show what you're made of.
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined as always by the lovely Duchess.
Hello.
What's good, baby gal?
Everything's good. Take that drink.
I agree. I'm getting caffeinated. Back on that Saturday morning grind, had pulled double duty last night, just getting back in the recording mode.
Yeah.
Fucking loving it. Absolutely loving it. Being in our own space. Figuring it out little by little every week. Apologize last week for the echo we had. We didn't realize, you know, we had to account for that because we never had before.
Right, with everything's tile and wood.
Flat surfaces as they were.
But your rug came yesterday, so.
Yeah, we got this new rug in the studio. Palm trees looking tropical as fuck. On brand at all times. Mm-hmm. You know how we do.
Yep.
So let's pay these bills. Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide their consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs and CBD include reduced anxiety. Check.
Check.
I'm waiting for you. Check.
Okay.
Increased sense of relaxation.
Check.
Reduction of aches and pains.
Sure.
Mood enhancement. Yeah, we're working on that one with you. And deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, at hempbombs.com. Save 20% on your entire order.
Yes.
We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization.
Check.
You're late. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech, the whole line is money. Get yourself running a little bit more optimized. Visit onnit.com/HTNOS where you can save 10% on your entire order of whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
Check.
All right, you're done now.
Okay.
And that's that. So take a breath, settle in.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Saturday morning. Instead of watching fat squirrels today outside, you're
watching
able to watch our fat kid jumping in the pool. So this week, instead of echoes, well, hopefully not echoes, but we may have splashes and splooshes and cries of joys and laughter in the background. So please bear with us as we're figuring
this
out.
I'm glad the little one's not out there. You'll hear screams of torture.
Screams of torture.
Give it back. Leave me alone. Give it back.
Yeah, that's kids.
It's like, do I just let them drown each other, or do I try to intervene? Sometimes I'll wait a little bit to see what happens.
If you, like they're your own twisted reality show.
Pretty much.
Waiting to see who votes who off the island by drowning them.
Well, it's just funny because every time they're doing stuff like that, and I hear Lucas saying, "Give it back. Give it back." I think about the Billy Madison scene where that kid's sitting in the grass and that dude is just spraying him with the hose. And he's like, come on, mister. Why don't you stop it? Come on, mister. That's like what I think about.
Was that the kid that was sitting on the sprinkler too?
No, that was a different kid. Oh. I don't know. That was a different kid. But that kid looked like he was having a good old time.
Well, duh. Fucking public bidet.
Yeah, they fight all the time, though, so it's like, I would just wait a few minutes to see if it resolves itself, and if it doesn't, then I gotta go out there and yell.
Well, he got, the big one punched the little one last night out of a fit of rage, so he's sitting here grounded today, without his technology. So that's why he's out living life in the pool.
Well, it's more of a punishment for us, honestly.
And fuck it, dude. Sometimes that's what part of being a parent is. You gotta suck it up too.
Gross.
I'm sorry. It's what happened when you let me bust in you. It's what happens.
Gross. The little one, though, he wants to get hit sometimes, I think, just to get Logan in trouble. Because he's a dick.
That's part of being a little brother.
He's a dick.
I mean, Logan always gets in trouble.
Yeah.
Logan will always get in trouble. He's the older brother. He needs to set the example. Mm-hmm. And we have that conversation, and he disregards me, and then that's why we are where we are.
Lucas is a master at, you know...
manipulation?
Yes.
Because he knows he's got me, dude.
He looks so calm when I go in there. Because yesterday night, I caught Logan doing something, hitting him or whatever. And he's like, he was just jumping on me. And I'm like, he's literally just laying there.
Mm-hmm.
But he probably was fucking jumping on him. Because he's a dick.
Well, yes and no.
You're the worst.
Hey, I'm not saying it, dude. But I told him this morning, he did something. And I was like, that's why you get hit.
Yeah, that's true. I'm harder on the little one than I am on Logan because I know how.
See, I'm vice versa because he needs to be an example.
Well, he does.
It's the burden of the older brother.
He shouldn't be getting in trouble for.
Yes, he should.
No.
It's the burden of the older brother.
Because then when he goes like, Mom, Lucas is doing this, or Dad, you know, Lucas is doing this, we're like, just deal with it. But then when he deals with it, he gets in trouble.
Well, I mean, there's multiple different methods of dealing with it.
I'm like, just walk away, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess to his credit, that's why he has his door locked more now than ever.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, if you know, Lucas is trying to get in there and just watch him do his thing, and he's like, no, get out of here. But yesterday was nice because we got to meet some of the neighbors, so hopefully they'll be outside more.
Yeah, kick them fuckers out during the day, man. Mm-hmm. Let them go. I mean, after they get done with their schooling and whatnot, let them just go. You know, like they were going across the street into like, where we couldn't see him yesterday, and you were just kind of, I could tell you were freaking out a little bit. You were like, oh, dude. Just let him go.
The only reason is because we really don't know that lady yet, so I didn't want them just going into her yard using her tire swing without the other neighbor kids.
We live in a sea of old women.
Yeah.
Our entire neighborhood is old women.
Except for our neighbors.
They're our age. We're trying to figure that out yet, still.
They might be a little younger.
Whatever. I don't know. Point being, there's like, I guess, virtually no threat in my mind in this sea of old women. I mean, like, the lady across the street's a fucking pirate. You know, everyone's just biking and shit. This is like fucking, like, very picturesque, idyllic, quiet little neighborhood. You know, like, ain't nothing fucking happening here.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about dum-dums falling into the retention pond because Lucas can't fucking swim. And I'm worried about him running into the street because he don't fucking look for a car. That's the stuff that I'm worried about. I'm not worried about
them getting... Luckily, there's really never any cars, though.
Yeah. Except for, like, when the Amazon Prime guys are fucking hauling through the neighborhood.
That's because you'd be buying shit. They're probably sick of coming over here on a daily basis. You've been sitting at home buying shit every fucking day.
I bought so many things. Like, I don't even know when stuff is coming anymore. It's just, like, random stuff shows up at the door. I'm like, oh, yeah, that comes today. Sweet.
Or, oh, yeah, what I bought that. Mm-hmm. When did I buy that? Why did I buy that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know why. I bought a couple outdoor mats yesterday, too.
Outdoor mats?
Yeah, to go, because each for each door
right.
to go in, because you came home with that awesome pineapple one for me.
You're welcome.
So I bought one with two flamingos on it that says, let's flamingo.
Fucking nerd. Your Caucasity is at an all-time high right
that's
now.
That's going to go in front of our door. And then I bought like one that looks like a watermelon that'll go in front of the kitchen. I thought that was cool.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Just we're on brand all over this place.
I know. And then I'm going to get some solar lamps to put by the pool stuff. So when we put the hot tub on, we're not in the dark trying to fix it and turn it off or whatever when we're done.
Man, yeah. Last night, like I said, I recorded two podcasts. Shout out to DJ from Untrained Iron Dragon, The Table. I was a guest with him last night. Mm-hmm. And then the Creatures were guests with Juan on his show last night. So back to back, I recorded for like, I don't know, 4 hours straight and then got done. And I was hoping to hot tub with you, but you were, by that time,
I was tired.
It was close to midnight and you were close to sleeping. So mm-hmm. I was like, you know what, man, fuck it. I'm going to hot tub by myself.
I was watching River Monsters.
I only had like 3% battery left on my phone though. And I'm like, man, I'm going to need it for the flashlight when I'm done. Mm-hmm. And I pulled my big ass out of the hot tub probably a little bit after 1 a.m. And I walked over there and I was like, praying that I have battery left to see when I go out there. Because, you know, I'm a bitch, too. I'd be scared of snakes and shit, you know. So I go out in the yard, and I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, are there nocturnal snakes? What the fuck?
No.
Are they watching me right now?
Oh, my God.
They watching me?
Mm-mm.
But no, yeah, we've been able to utilize that a little bit because we got our hot tub fixed this week and we've been chilling, you and I, out there, you know, just,
yeah,
it's been nice.
We got our new heater and then I'm like, hey, bro, like, we don't know if our blower works. So no, that's.
I know if my blower works.
It's my blower. You be blowing? I don't know about
you.
Mm-hmm. I have a dick now?
A little one.
A little one. That's called the clitoris.
Yeah, well, that's the you know, universal debate. Is it an oversized clit or an undersized dick?
I like to think I don't have neither of those.
But
things.
You don't, but I digress. Go ahead.
So the pool guy, I felt so bad because Chuck put in our pump. And
my uncle.
Yeah, Uncle Chuck came and put in the new pool pump. Then the guys came the same day to put in the heater, which I thought they were coming the next day. So they get here and I'm like, hey, I can't get the pump to work. Turns out there's some adhesive didn't stick in the PVC, so then they had to re-glue that to test the heater, so that worked out. And then I'm like, I hate to do this, but I don't know if our blower works, because I was like, this is the first time we've had a pool. All this shit is going wrong. Just help me, you know?
That first night, we got our asses into the hot tub, and it wasn't really working. It was like going in intervals. It was like bubble, 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 and then stop. And then, like, right. Bubble, 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 and then stop.
And we're
stop.
Like, well, maybe that's just what it does.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not normal. So we were just sitting enjoying each other and enjoying, you know, a couple of drinks and the heat, you know, just sitting in the hot, you know, the hot tub. And then when we got out, went over there, and apparently I knocked the bitch off the pole because you came out the next day and it was laying
no,
in the yard.
You turned it off, and then it fell off the PVC pipe that it was mounted on.
One more thing we gotta fucking buy
and
now.
And then I'm like, we need to put it back up there. And you're like, oh, it's fine. And I'm like, I don't want any lizards or anything to get in the pole. Oh, it's fine. And then the next morning, it's fucking pouring down rain. The blower is a motor that is upside down, getting filled with water.
We're finna buy a new one.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. But he fixed the blower, and I'm like, if anything else, I was like, thank goodness, because if anything else goes wrong with this pool, I don't know what I'm going to do. Then that night, the fucking blower falls off.
I need to fix my blower, you too, know? Man.
But luckily, those aren't that expensive, so.
No, whenever, by the time everything's said and done, we're going to have a whole new pool.
Pretty much, because we have to do the Marsite, too, within the next year.
This is all coming with the territory, yeah? Joys of home ownership.
I'm just glad it's happening while we got the money.
Yeah. And you're still stressing out.
No, yeah, I am.
I don't have stress until you have stress. Do you understand that my whole, like, psyche, my whole mental state depends on how you are? So when you're angry, when you're angry, I get angry and response to your angriness. When you're stressed out, I stress out because you're stressed out. Do you understand that? So when everything's good, when you're happy, everything's good with me too. You know, like when
yeah,
I feel like
what pisses me off is when I'm yelling at the kids and then you wait till the problem's over and you're like, do I need to get involved? And I'm like, no, I already fucking handled it. Go back to your cave. You know,
that's not true because
that's what happened yesterday.
Well, you were handling it. And then
yeah,
it
came out, and then you were like, do I need to get involved? And I'm like, no, it's fine. And then sometimes you don't come out at all.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is I usually don't fuck with them until they're fucking with you. Again, when shit's wrong with you, then it's wrong with me. Do you understand?
Well, yeah, but come out and do it so I don't have to. Don't wait till I'm fucking doing it. You hear them being assholes. Why don't you come out and do it? You know I'm still
working.
That's
their demeanor.
I work till 5:30 every day. You get home whatever time you get home, and then you're just doing your thing, and then I'm out there making their food, and then they're being dicks, and then you're probably just in here listening to them.
No, that's not true.
Speaking of being in here, last night when you were doing the show, like Logan got his Xbox taken away. It was actually kind of nice because him and I watched a Pokemon movie together and we were just hanging out or whatever. And they hear you yelling and effing and smacking tables. And they're like, why is Dad always angry? I'm like, believe it or not, he's having fun.
What? When was I angry? I wasn't angry.
No, you weren't, but you sounded angry because you're like, I fucking did this. And then you're hitting the fucking table. And they're like, why is Dad always angry? And I'm like, he's having fun.
Dude, I slapped the table at something and the webcam fell over.
Yeah.
And DJ's like, oh, I'll talk for a second while you fix that. And I was like, bitch, I ain't fixing that. You know what I look like. I ain't getting up.
I ain't getting up.
And shit recorded the bottom of the TV for I don't know how long. Then he went on a tangent and I finally fixed it. But
another thing too is your mother.
What about her now?
Your mother. she means well. So
does she, though?
She just wants to come over, like, all the time. So she looks for excuses to come over, not just calling or texting and say, hey, what are you guys doing today? Can I come and visit? She texted me, and she goes through me. She don't bother with you.
So sweet to me. Excuse me.
She's like, hey, I got some stuff for the kids. She brought over some pool toys and some ice cream for them. So I'm like, cool. So she brought that stuff over, and then we're just talking normal talk. And then I'm like, yeah, we're going to get like a little bistro set for outside, and we're going to get this fire.
Bistro set, huh?
Like a table and two chairs. So we can sit out and watch the neighborhood or whatever, because we're old.
Man, I ain't never referred to nothing as a bistro in my entire life. That's what it's called, dude.
Table and two chairs. That's because you're unsophisticated. So, Adam Simmons will appreciate my bistro talk.
I don't give a fuck what he appreciates, hipster fuck.
He's civilized.
Bullshit. You are full of shit. You don't even know what you're talking about, spreading misinformation. That's worse than the boogeyman flu. Talking about Adam Simmons is sophisticated. Fuck off with that.
I didn't say sophisticated, dumbass.
What'd you say?
Civilized.
Same fucking thing.
No, it's not. It's different.
Yes, it is too. He's a wild fucking animal. Him and all his brothers. They're wild fucking animals, dude.
They know how to act.
They know how to act.
Bobby Light
drives unicycles on mushrooms down the fucking expressway during quarantine.
But you know what? Adam Simmons can do that and still drink tea with his pinky up because he's diversified.
Why? Because he's got fucking half-lit candles sitting behind him and a bunch of fucking raggedy-ass books. Yeah, fucking jars with goddamn Bigfoot toes in them and shit so the motherfucker knows something. Fuck off, dude.
So she texts me the next day and she goes, do you like this bistro set? And I was like, yeah, where'd you find it? And she's like, Leader's Furniture, I'm going to buy it for you. And I was like, you just spent all the money on the kids. I'm like, you don't need to do that. And she's just like, well, if somebody wants to buy you a gift, you just need to appreciate that you're getting something for free. I'm like, all right. But the way that your mom is, I know she didn't mean it.
Yeah, she did. Yes, she did. She's aggro as fuck.
She's just like very...
aggro.
She gets offended.
She's fucking aggressive for no goddamn reason.
She gets offended if you don't take her gifts or want them. So I'm like, okay. So then she's like, well, do you want two chairs or four? And I'm like, two is fine.
I would have been like, hey, four. Fuck it. Prove a point. Double down. Well, Petty. Tom Petty.
I know. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You buy the fucking table and chairs. So then the next day, she's like, do you like this fire pit? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And I said, I saw one here. This is the one that I like. It's at Home Depot. It's like $89 because it's bigger than the one that she had sent. And she's like, well, here's another one that's 34 inches. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm like, go ahead and get that one. And then I mentioned, I was like, yeah, because we'll get those skewers that the kids can like put hot dogs on or marshmallows or whatever.
Our kids don't do that.
And when we go to my dad's, we do.
They're so particular about shit. If there gets a fucking char mark on something, they're like, oh, I can't eat it, it's burned. Why'd you burn my hot dog?
They don't talk like that.
Yeah, they fucking do. So, that's what I hear when they say stupid shit like that.
So she sends me a picture because she's like, I'm at Home Depot. Do you think the kids would use these? And I'm like, you know what? Just fucking get them. I was like, yes, they would use those. Because now I'm just like, if I tell her no thank you, she's going to get mad at me.
Join the club. She don't even fucking speak to me, dude. Join the fucking club, man.
But it's nice, like I was saying earlier about the kids that live next door. One's 9, one's 6. And then there's a bunch of other kids around the neighborhood. And they just run. They just ride their bikes. Logan asked this weekend if we were taking him to get a bike. So we think we should do that. All right. So he can go and ride around. And like all day yesterday, Lucas is like, can I go see if my friend's outside? And I said, well, it's early. We'll wait until later. So then later they ended up being out, and so they got to run around for a few minutes before everybody ate dinner. But I feel like they're in a neighborhood that we used to talk about when we grew up. Because we talk about how we would just go
potentially
and come home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small circle. We're essentially in an inner circle.
Well, we are, just because of the way our neighborhood's laid out. Like, the entire out, like, the neighborhood is a circle, and it's only... like two streets, I think.
Yeah.
There's the outer circle, and we live on the inner circle, and mm-hmm. it's kind of connected by a little like side oof or whatever.
Right.
They can't really go far, and that's what I mean. Like, you ain't driving around in here unless you belong in here. I mean, like, you can't, once you get in, you can't get out unless you go out the same way, you know? So it's fucking whatever.
Right. And there's a ton of kids in here. I feel like they're able to do those same things that we said that we used to do.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be good for him because I think old boy literally has a crush on the girl next door.
Caroline.
She came walking down the street yesterday and he fucking perked up and ran outside. And I'm like, you need to run a fucking comb through your goddamn hair. Change the way you look. If you're going to start interacting with people that aren't on the other end of a headset, you need to fucking look in the mirror before you go outside.
He doesn't. I've told him several times. I think I just need you to hold him down so I can give him a haircut. Because I'm like, if you don't take care of it, then I'm going to cut it off.
When she comes walking up, she's got her hair all pulled back and fucking matching outfits on and shit. She comes walking up, a little smile and shit, and starts talking to him. And he goes walking up to her and shit. And I'm like looking through the window. I'm like, wow, it's literally happening. He's like fucking getting a crush on the girl next door.
It's cute. She's 9. I mean, they look little for their age, or our kids are just big.
Yeah, we're hardy people. It's that Viking DNA. I got fucking... We talked about it last night. I'm a third fucking Viking. I'm a third German and a third Irish. I'm just drunk and angry and fucking hairy. Ready to fight.
And hairy too.
That's me. Mm-hmm. What about it?
Drunk, angry, and hairy.
Fantastic. Except for on the top of my head.
You know what's weird about this house?
There's
no screens in any of the windows. Because I'm looking outside right now and there's a beautiful breeze. And
like, y'all mean to open that door?
No, it's fine.
Is he still in the pool?
No.
I'll open the door if he ain't out there yelling like an idiot.
It's fine because there's not going to be no cross breeze because we don't have another window to open. But I'm like, all the windows here, none of them have screens in them. I think that's weird.
Look at that observation.
Put it on my list.
Your list is getting longer by the day. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know, because I'm like, okay, I want to tear up the yard and do this, and then I want to put screens in. I'd like to get a storm door with a screen so we can at least have the front door open. But that's what happens when you get into a house. I just have to learn how not to do everything
at one time. Yeah. Like we said, we weren't going to be painting now after our rooms are done. And then after we're done with this recording, we're going to the fucking paint store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because our furniture's coming. Our furniture's coming next week. And I feel like we should get everything painted before that comes.
Well, I'm going to tell you how I feel. And I feel you tell me what I want to hear in the moment when you literally have no intention of actually doing what you're saying. You're just placating me at the fucking moment so that when the time comes for when you actually want to do it, you're going to tell me, I changed my mind. I want to do it like this now. And you know how I am. And I'm like, well, whatever Dutch says, I'm going to make her happy. So I'm just going to do it anyway. And you just fucking are lying to me the whole time like the goddamn government.
We didn't paint last weekend.
Oh, you let me have the one.
Well, because I was, after painting all the rooms over that one weekend, and then I replaced all the outlets in the rooms that we were in, I replaced the switches, I was done. Like, I was done. So this weekend I'm feeling a little motivated, and I'm
feeling
like,
squirrely,
and I'm excited that our furniture's coming, so I want to have all that. Oh, gotta mention them fucking squirrels.
Feeling squirrely? I didn't even mean to.
Randy and Sandy out there.
I cut the grass last week and you're like, look, they're jumping. They're jumping. They're so happy.
There were like four of them out there just jumping around in the grass. They're like, oh, the grass is cut.
You forgot your squirrel call sign or your squirrel opening this week.
What?
Jason told you were going to have a squirrel talk opening or whatever. Hey, all you squirrels, Jesus. And squittens.
He's so stupid.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb, but I love him.
What the fuck is a squitten?
It rhymes.
With squirrels? No, it doesn't.
With kittens.
Yeah, but you're supposed to rhyme. You don't have to rhyme. You don't have to rhyme that.
Why are you making rules for him?
Cats and all you cool cats and kittens. All you cool squirrels and I don't know what a baby squirrel's called.
I find that shocking.
A joey?
That's a kangaroo, you nerd.
I know what it is, a kangaroo, but I don't know if squirrels are marsupials.
Why? Because they got pouch legs and they can fly with skin flaps?
Not all of them have those.
They don't?
No.
Just the ones
not
that
all
had,
of them are flying squirrels.
Just the ones that had the fat surgery, mm-hmm. So they got the extra skin flaps now?
No, I know squirrels aren't marsupials. I'm just...
They rodents.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway. You want to talk about Florida?
Yeah.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com, that's spelled O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HTNOS to save 25% on your order of beautiful, handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
First one I got for you, we are in Port St. Lucie, where a Florida man claims that guns that were found in his car belonged to his cousin, John Wick.
No. No.
It's true. It's true. That's what they said. And it was reported on by, this was the one this week. You know how I tell you, mm-hmm. like when I'm doing stories, there's one that repeats. It's every news outlet. Yeah. So John Wick. That was the story of the week. So
I'm, you know what? His cousin might be named John Wick. You never know. Some dumbass watched a movie and was like,
it's not that long ago. John Wick came out less than 10 years ago. His cousin would be 8 and he's selling him guns. He's an 8-year-old arms dealer. Fuck, dude.
Can you imagine all the people that are having babies during this pandemic? They're going to be naming their, but like, okay, COVID. They're going to take an attendance. Their kids are going to be like, COVID and Corona
Duchess.
With a K.
Corona with a K. COVID in Hebrew translates to Kobe.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a Kobe mm-hmm. connection. Mm-hmm. Tinfoil hat.
Oh, jeez.
Cops confronted Getro Gellin. His name was Getro Gellin. Double G's. Getro Gellin, 27.
Are you sure it's not Jethro?
G-E-T-R-O. Getro.
Okay, I thought maybe you just
maybe it was like
H.
last week with April. maybe they misspelled it. I don't know.
Or maybe you forgot a letter.
I didn't.
It's like, who names your kid after a gas station?
Getro?
Getro Fuel, isn't that something?
I don't believe it is.
Getro? Why does that sound familiar?
I don't fucking know.
There's got to be gas named Getro. All right, go for it.
Getro Gellin, 27, at his Port St. Lucie home Sunday after a woman told police he shoved her to the ground and threatened her with a firearm. Okay. That's not okay.
What'd she do?
Always blaming the victim. You are the most anti-feminist person.
She probably tried to suck his dick for a cheeseburger.
I wish someone tried to suck my dick for a cheeseburger. That shit don't happen to me.
Well, yeah, because
you don't do it.
You're not in that area no more.
What area?
Nebraska.
Shout out to Carol Baskins and them. The woman told authorities that Gellin may have stashed his weapons in his Porsche SUV. Porsche makes an SUV?
Yes.
What's it look like? Is it cool?
No.
Okay. That was.
I don't like them. I think Porsches are ugly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't like the headlights.
The headlights, huh?
That's I like Land Rovers.
I'm going to pull up a Porsche SUV real quick.
Mm-hmm. One of the girls I used to work with, her boyfriend had bought her one I thought was ugly.
Worked with where? At Advantage? Someone's buying a Porsche SUV at her
boyfriend bought it for her.
Or
the guy she was fucking, whatever.
The other way around. Let's see. Images. That looks regular as fuck.
Yeah, it's ugly. I don't like it. Give me a Range Rover.
It looks like kind of like a regular Porsche got stretched out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, that looks regular as fuck.
I don't like the headlights on even regular Porsche cars. I don't think that they're attractive.
You would turn it away, huh?
Yes, I don't like those.
That's impressive of you.
Come at me with a souped-up Wrangler, and I'm like, hey.
May have stashed the weapon in his Porsche SUV, according to the report. Cops searched the vehicle and found a Glock pistol, a semi-automatic rifle, and a bulletproof vest. This guy was strapped for war. When the cops asked Gellin to explain, he explained that the SUV wasn't even his anymore. He sold it to, quote, his cousin John Wick.
Yes, John Wick, that's right.
According to affidavit.
But he, well, this isn't to like Indiana Jones.
Why would he say that?
Why would he say John Wick?
John Wick has guns. Indiana Jones had the one gun.
Who was the
like,
guy in the
maybe
Kingsman?
If he had some whips, like they found some bull whips in his fucking Porsche SUV. He was like, oh, that's my man, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is evolved now, so he would have guns.
Is he, though?
He would be in my movie.
What? Write the new Indiana Jones movie right now.
There's guns in it.
Case closed. He later admitted that his John Wick reference was a lie, but quote would not.
Oh, no, you don't say.
He would not reveal his cousin's true name
because he didn't have a fucking cousin.
Maybe it was Indiana Jones. He was protecting his identity.
Salamander.
Okay, explain. What is salamander?
It's just a word.
What is wrong with you?
Too much iced coffee.
Gellin was later arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and domestic battery. Not even John Wick
could
save
him.
I'm retired.
Should have shot his way out of there.
I like John Wick.
We haven't seen the second or third one.
I know, and I feel like that's a tragedy.
I just like Keanu Reeves.
You know what?
He's a good dude.
You know what? I agree. He's a good dude. Mm-hmm. I like his movies. They're all fine films. I referenced Bill and Ted in a podcast I was recently on. It's one of my all-time favorites. The Matrix, obviously. It's fucking John Wick. I mean, I'm here for it.
Well, and I like that he just rides the subway like a regular motherfucker, and he'll talk to people, and he's not one of those celebrities that shies away from
normalcy. I mean, he could be a vampire too, so maybe that's why he does that. Because I mean, he's probably 60 or late 50s, and he looks like he did when he was 20.
That's because he's just chill all the time. Yeah, he's got no stress. He's been rich since he was a teenager, and I feel like he's just got no stress. He does what he wants. If he does movies how he wants, he doesn't need to work. I'd look like I was 32. Also. Not 32. 30 also.
It's a very specific age. What happened at 32 in your life?
I don't remember. It all just kind of melts together.
Yes, it does.
9/31, 2. So Logan was 4. 29, 30, 31, 30. Yeah, Logan was 4.
Oh, we moved to Chicago.
That too.
When Logan was 4.
Mm-hmm. And we had his 5th birthday there, then we came back. We had Lucas, and then we came back.
Yep.
Oh, snow baby.
Next one I got for you, we're in Wellington, Florida. Florida man was accused of making a bomb threat to avoid going to work.
It's funny about the name Wellington.
It makes you think of steaks and shit.
And there's a Wellington's catfish that gets so big it could eat a person. So it's weird that it's a word that can mean like a delicious steak wrapped in puff pastry or a disgusting catfish that could eat you whole.
Wrapped in puff pastry.
Gross.
So, I mean, obviously we've all been here before. Would you ever call in a bomb threat to avoid going to work? Because it was Monday and you're like, I just don't want to go. They're never going to find out.
No, I felt bad the one time I called in sick. So we can go to a baseball game when we were in the Glenwood apartment. And I said I had gotten food poisoning. I worked at PetSmart.
Wow.
And I was such a bad...
I used to get so mad at you because it was a part-time fucking job. You made $6 an hour and you would never blow off work to go fucking hang out with me. I went camping without you. Mm-hmm. Went to fucking Great America without you.
I worked at the bank when we went camping. Or when you went camping.
But you wouldn't do it there either. No, you were working at PetSmart on the weekends and we went camping on the weekend and you wouldn't fucking take off.
I worked at the vet, I think.
Yeah, you did a lot of half jobs to equal up to one job.
I liked animals, but I needed to make more money, so
I was talking about
the bank and the vet.
I was talking about you last night, working for me at GameStop even.
Oh, I'd play Tekken 2.
Collecting a paycheck, but not actually working.
Oh, yeah.
I had you on the payroll. I mean, like all these little things, I guess, ultimately are, you know, what led up to me being terminated. But, you know, fucking ghost paycheck, you know, I'll get you paid. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Clock me in when I wasn't even there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had hours to use.
Right.
Might as well give them to you, right?
Yeah.
And then you come in all defiant and I tell you to go wipe something down. And you're like, fuck you. I'm playing Tony Hawk, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't talk to me like that way in front of my employees.
The employees are all your friends.
All my friends and cute girls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It starts out to say he could have just called out sick, but according to deputies, he made a different call. A Palm Beach County man ended up in handcuffs Wednesday over something most people struggle with periodically, wanting to go to work. But according to deputies with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, 36-year-old Richard Hamilton took it too far.
I know a Richard Hamilton.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. I went to school with him.
Does he live in Florida?
I don't know.
36 is like the right age range.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I need to see a picture. You got a picture?
I'm sure I could produce one. Calling a false bomb threat to get out of going to work. Let me see here.
I don't know why you would... Why you would think that would be okay to do right now, or especially after 9/11? People are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dummy. All right, here. Is that him?
Oh, no. Mine was a fat white dude.
Damn.
Yeah. It's weird that they have the same name, though. Richard Hamilton sounds like a white guy name anyway.
I mean, names are names. You know, people have names.
I know, but some names are... You can kind of like try to... You could picture somebody by the name that they give you.
I think there was a Richard Hamilton who played in the NBA, too. I think he was with the Pistons in the early 90s.
Oh, maybe that's him.
Yeah, man.
He grew his hair out.
Deputies say they responded to the threat at the water plant after it was called into 911. Once there, sheriffs
the
also...
The water plant?
Yeah, he was working at the water treatment plant. Filtering doo-doos and shit.
That seems like such an easy job.
Well, I mean, from the outside, everybody's job seems like such an easy job. Do you know how many times people are like, oh my God, you're the beer man? That's awesome.
Why do you use that voice for fucking everything? Stop.
Okay.
You were just using it earlier when we talk about our kids.
Yeah, it's the same class of person, so.
Okay.
And when I talk like this, that's when I'm doing you.
I know, it's the same fucking thing.
No, it's feminine.
Because your voice goes up a little bit?
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Well, it is.
Wait, my name's Chris, I'm a retard.
Can you stop using that voice, please? Because then you're naked. The sheriff's office began evacuating more than 20 people from the plant, according to an arrest report. That's when they say the supervisor pointed out Hamilton to the deputies. According to deputies, when they first spoke with him, he said he lost his phone and he couldn't have made the call. Mm-hmm. But after being read his rights, he admitted that he did it. Quote, Richard stated there was no bomb and he made the threats after having a bad day and wanting to go home and get out of work. Oh, so he already went to work. He just wanted to go home.
Yeah, well, that's even worse. Like, hey, I got the shit. Let me go home.
That's even worse, man. Like, you know my boy Nick, dude. He used to fucking leave work all the time.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, like, I'm done. Like, I'm going to go home.
Right.
But I guess most jobs won't have that, you know?
Well, I feel guilty. I wouldn't leave a half a day unless I absolutely had to.
Well, he was having a bad day.
And even then, I plan for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I let him know. Yeah. Hey, day I've got to take a half day.
Well, I mean, this just came up. This just happened. He just was having a bad day.
He had a bad day. Yeah. He had a bad day. The camera don't lie.
You got to sing it like Andy Bernard.
Oh, had a bad day. I don't know how he sings.
Because who did he fire? I watched so much Office, dude. Like, as soon as I'm about to finish it again, and then I'm going to start it over again. Like, I fucking love that show. That's my go-to show all the time.
Rickety-dee-doo, rickety-dee-doo, had a bad day.
It was because he was firing, Pete, because when he was on the boat, he pushed up on Aaron, and then when he got back, then he found out.
Oh, you had a bad day.
Yeah. I derailed myself, sorry. To be sure, the sheriff's office said the bomb squad, bomb dogs, and drones were brought in to search the car and surrounding area. No bomb was found. Hamilton was arrested and charged with one count of a fake report of a bomb, arson. What did he light on fire in that situation?
I don't know.
And weapon of mass destruction of public property. Did he actually blow something up? What the fuck did he do? That's got to be a threat to blow something up or threat of arson. Like,
maybe.
Yeah. Because he ain't actually doing
it. Manny, take his stimulus check back. Making all those fucking people come out there. Take his $500 back.
What do you think the drone operator makes?
More than he should.
What? That's a skill. What do you mean more than he should? Can you fly a drone?
I could if I trained for it.
I don't think you could.
Of course I could.
Nope.
I could do a lot of things. You know I can.
You can.
Mm-hmm. So why do you doubt my droning skills?
Because, I don't know. It doesn't fall into your toolbox.
Neither does a lot of things, but you just do it.
All right. Well, fuck it then. You're the best drone flyer that I've ever fucking seen. I'm sorry that I doubted you.
I could fly a drone.
Sorry.
I could fly a kite. I could probably fly a drone better than a kite.
Bars. Sanford, Florida. Florida man stabs his roommate in an attempt to release Satan and then turns the knife on himself.
He had a bad day. Grabbed himself a knife.
Keep it going now.
You call that a knife? This is a knife.
Florida man is behind bars after stabbing his roommate in the chest before turning the knife on himself, claiming he committed the crime to release Satan, according to the Seminole County Sheriff's Office.
I believe him.
Deputies responded to Vista Haven Apartments in Sanford Wednesday in reference to a stabbing. When they arrived, deputies found the subject cutting himself with the knife and the victim suffering from a stab wound.
Of the chest?
The male harming himself was restrained and identified as 25-year-old Joseph Dallish, he attempted to resist deputies and was held to the ground when he began making comments such as, quote, Satan will come out of my wound, you will see. Satan is still in me. Satan was a worm and is going to come out of me. And if I can't talk, Satan will kill me.
Ooh.
Deputy said the victim laying on the ground appeared to have a stab wound in his chest and was later determined that he was the roommate. When deputies asked him about his injured roommate, he said, I can't say that he's Satan. That's weird. Can't say he's Satan.
But he is a demon.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Deputies then made their way to Dolash's apartment where blood was found on the walls and floors. Deputies say they located a fixed blade knife with a wooden handle covered in blood. The victim was transported to local hospitals for his injuries, later told deputies that Dolash held a kitchen knife to his own throat and cut him multiple times. Dolash told the victim that, quote, the devil was in him and he needed to get the worm out before he proceeded to stab him. He then told the victim to suck the worm out and the devil out of his blood from the cut on his wrist. Jesus Christ. You know what? Nowhere in this does there say that there were drugs or alcohol anywhere involved.
No, because he's probably really possessed.
God damn.
Well, the devil makes you hallucinate. Like, he'll make you see things. He might have really believed there were worms in his body.
Go on.
I watched this documentary, and you're going to love it.
You watch when? Okay. When did you watch a documentary?
Well, I've watched it a couple times.
You've watched a multiple documentary.
Well, I watched the same documentary a couple times. It's called Demon House.
That is not a documentary.
Yes, it is.
How is that a documentary?
Because he's documenting activity that happened at this house.
Oh, my God.
At a house that's,
oh my God,
that's been known to be a portal to hell.
All right, frame it up. Frame it up. Speak your truth.
Before, all right, so it's from your favorite guy.
Yeah, I know.
This is Zach Bagans.
Fucking.
My favorite.
Why is he your favorite because I hate him? Is that the thing? Like, you find out what I don't like and you're like, that's my guy.
No, that's not why. I watch a lot of paranormal shows.
Yeah, I know. But
that's one of my favorite shows. So before they even went, the house is in Gary, Indiana.
And shout out to the Stomping Grounds.
And it's been known to be haunted. People say it's a portal to hell. The families that live there have had a lot of experiences. Before he even went to the house, he had a dream about this, like, 10-foot goat person. Like, this goat.
Fucking Baphomet.
Like a goat face or whatever person. So they get to the house, and there's, like, dirt under the stairs. So I'm just going to, like, run through the documentary. Because it's, like, 2 hours long. So I'm just going to,
paraphrase
or whatever.
Yeah.
They look under the stairs. The whole basement is concrete except for under the stairs. So they feel like somebody's doing rituals. They find a young girl's panties. They find a press-on nail. They find a couple other things.
I remember this. I watched this with you. Yeah, it was buried, yeah?
Yeah, it was buried. Yeah. So they dug it up, and then they couldn't find the one to put it back underneath. Throughout the documentary, they have people come and test for, because, you know, the earth produces its own, like, you know, magnetic pools and, you know, with the electric magnetic fields and stuff. So they have all these scientist guys come in, and they're testing the electromagnetic fields in the house and all this stuff. And every person that comes into that house has some kind of illness. One of the ladies that used to live there, like, a long time ago, her and her daughters had come back. And the older daughter, the teenage daughter, asked if he was still in the house. And Zach Bagans is like, that's what we're going to find out, whatever.
He who?
The demon. The demon.
Did they ever name him? You don't got to say the name.
Yeah, he had a name, yeah. but they don't say the name because it For gives it reason. Power. So they don't.
That's where I was going.
They don't say it out loud. Although there was another episode that they did say a demon name out loud, and it was crazy. So the older one, the teenage one, she ends up trying. She took a knife and stabbed herself in the stomach trying to commit suicide, and she didn't remember. She didn't remember doing it. So they took her to a church, and the priest was kind of like reading rites to her, not reading rites, but like praying over her.
Doing the fucking thing.
Like an exorcism type of thing. And then at one point, she just, like, her head just drops.
That's the one with the little boy that looked like childhood Michael Jackson running backwards up the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same one. I remember that shit.
But it was so serious to that family that, like, the social worker that was working on the case with that little boy that was possessed, she moved to, like, a whole different state. And the one guy still has problems with his health. Like, all his organs were shutting down. The guy that came with the EMF detector, he got hospitalized and all his organs were shutting down. And
you gotta get away from Indiana.
It's crazy.
Indiana's the worst. You gotta get away from Indiana.
And while Zach stayed the night in the house, he boarded up the house and stayed the night in there. And then since then, that night, he saw the figure guy and, like, threw the flashlight at him or whatever. And then he had gotten, like, this massive migraine in the back of his head. And he has to wear prism glasses because it gave him something fucked up with his eyes. Like, it hurt him that bad.
Turned him into Cyclops from the X-Men.
No. But now he has to wear prism glasses because his eyes are all fucked up.
What's a prism glass?
It's like Coke bottle glasses. Like, real thick.
So everything looks like it's underwater to him all the time?
Maybe. I think it's worse than that's having astigmatism.
That's weird.
But I believe that stuff.
I do too, and it's funny. Well, I mean, to a degree, I do. But it's funny. I wanted to say something about that as I was reading it. Okay, so it says that. What did it say? He couldn't
confirm that he was Satan.
No, it says if I can't talk, Satan will kill me. That's kind of weird. If I can't talk, and it made me like you said, like that's why where I was kind of saying like don't say the name or whatever because like as I get more and more woo-woo in investigations of things, you know, like, and we talked about this the other night when we were hanging out outside too, about like, speaking things into existence, you know, almost like, you know, actually
yeah, I said, oh, verbalizing the blower,
it, you know, and then the it happens. Broke. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I said, talking to my mom, talking about my mom when she was over, she said something. I'm like, don't even speak that into existence, you know, like, cause I'm starting to put a little bit of weight into that. Like there's a little bit of power of, you know, like the words and shit.
I believe you put positivity in the world, you're going to get positivity back. And that's why I try to stay positive.
To a degree, but then you're like, yeah, the fucking thing broke, and then it broke. I'm like, stop saying shit like that. Saying it's fine. Say it's fine. That's why I'm always like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm that dog in that thing where the dog's just drinking coffee and the whole room is on fire, and it's like, fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. That's what I try to do.
No, I try to do better things than that. I donate when I can, like when I go to Publix and they have like the whatever fundraiser they're doing, I always donate. Like if I see some, like, I don't know, I just try to do stuff like that too. Just to try to be a good person. Not that I need to try very hard, but
well.
I need to try to do. Like right now with the pandemic, if we do DoorDash, I give them, you know, like $10 because I'm like, no, either they're not getting any tips or they're getting like $2. So I'm like, there's no way that.
Yeah.
Like I try to like at least give them enough to fill up their gas tank.
Oh, well, yeah.
So just like little things like that,
always,
you know.
But I mean, even when there's not fucking, you know, crazy times and shit, we always take care of people like that, dude.
But we've never used DoorDash before. We never had to. But
tipping in general. Like, I'm typically a phenomenal tipper. I was talking to one of my guys at work because he told me he got a haircut the other day. And I'm like, where did you fucking manage a haircut? And he was like, well, the girl that used to cut my hair at, you know, whatever place or whatever. He was like, I had her number and I called her and said, would you come over and cut my hair? And she said, yeah. So came over and this and that. And I was like, I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, I used to go to Sport Clips and I had the girl's number too because she quit. And I liked the way she cut my hair and this and that. And then like I started shaving my head and I never fucking called her. And I said, I still got her number. I was tempted to call her and shit. And he was like, I can't do that Sport Clip shit, man. It's too expensive. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'd get out of there for like $40. And he's like, $40? Like, yeah, well, I buy the thing where they put the fucking towel on you and they rub your neck and she massages my scalp and all that shit. And he was like, I'm like, that's $20. And then I usually fucking hook him up. Like, if the thing's $22, I round up to like 40, man. Like, I hook him up because you got to put your fucking fingers on my gross head and shit and act like you like me and fucking massage my neck and shit. Like, you earned it. Fuck it, you know?
It's like when we take the boys to get their haircuts, I give each of their haircut people $10. Because, I mean, the haircut itself is $12 for them.
Yeah, and they're dealing with kids. Kids suck in instances like that, you know?
Well, luckily ours don't, but I still give them $10 a piece.
So, talking about children and talking about speech. This is a thought that I had throughout the week too, and I wanted to talk to you about this. So we're done with Florida, by the way. That's it for that.
Watch out for the devil, y'all.
Yeah, watch out for the devil. So a topic that we've kind of talked about in the past here and there, and how we deal with it: swearing in front of your kids.
No, I saw a meme.
What did you see?
What is your favorite word to use instead of fuck in front of your kids? Mine's fuck. The kids should have asked me, when I'm an adult, can I swear too? And I'm like, you do whatever the fuck you want when you're an adult.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was going to say. That's how we handle it. You know, like, I don't go out of my way, but I've kind of given up, you know, holding up the fucking curtain and trying to, you know, make believe that, you know, that it's something that it's not, you know? Like, they know not to use it towards me. They know not to use it in front of me. Like, we tell them, don't say that. Like, when they go to play with the kids, you know, they go to the neighbor's house, don't go over there motherfucking the kids, you know, like, but, you know,
it's, we know eventually they're going to start saying, especially Logan, he's 10, so he's right around the corner from puberty and swearing.
Well, here's the thought that I had. They're called curse words, right? Where do you think that comes from? I think that comes from, like, olden days where, like, there was like the belief in like magic and spells and shit, and like you had to speak a spell, and like that there is power in certain words like that, you know, like, you know, that this made me think of it too with this story. But I intended to talk about it today anyway. Do you think that that's where like the term curse words comes from? Because it's like, sure. you're speaking something like a powerful word into existence or something.
Well, I think that back in the day, curse words were used a lot less frequently. So when you're
held a little more weight.
Yeah. And when you're telling somebody, fuck you, like you really meant it. So you're cursing them because you're telling them to fuck off.
That's one way to look at it. But I was looking at it like possibly that like the words that, you know, that we use like that actually do hold some sort of like hidden meaning, you know, and when you say them, you're invoking that. Am I off on that, you think?
I don't think they use the words fucking curses.
I mean, they could. I mean, like, not like a literal curse, too. Like, I put a curse on your house and all your fucking chickens are going to die.
Well, I mean, that happens, too. But, like, for Native Americans, when they're cursing the land, they do a lot of chants and rituals and dances. It's not so much words.
Yeah.
Well, but like, if you're a witch, then it's different because you're saying words and you're mixing potions and shit.
Sure.
So it's
And I'm a dork too. And like, I grew up playing a lot of role playing video games, a lot of Final Fantasy, a lot of Zelda and that. Mm-hmm. And when you had a wizard on your team, one of the spells that somebody could put on you was called mute. So they couldn't talk. And the little animation on Super Nintendo would be like three dots, like, you know, when you're texting and sure. you get the three dots come up because your person couldn't talk and they weren't allowed to cast their spells anymore. And when I was fucking 10 or 11, I didn't understand what the fuck that meant. But then like you start, you know, I was thinking about this and then I was thinking about that. And then that popped in my mind and I'm like, all the pieces just kind of fit. And I'm like, oh shit, that's what that was.
Right.
And then I got to thinking about it. I'm like, maybe there's like, that's where that came from, you know, it like the origin of like curse words. Because I started thinking about it. I'm like, I'm of the mindset where I'm like, you know, getting back to with the kids, I'm like, I don't care. It's a sound you're making with your face, dude. I mean, like, did it wound me?
And there's other big words that you're not supposed to say, too, that are just sounds you make with your mouth, but they hold a lot of meaning.
Go on.
I don't have to say the word. You know which one I'm talking about.
What?
Like slurs. Racial slurs and stuff like that.
Well, no, I didn't. That's why I was like, what are you talking about?
Like any kind of racial slur. It holds a lot of meaning to people.
Yeah, so you're not supposed intention, to say that. So. Intention, I guess, is like we always say,
too. No, even if you don't intend it in a malicious way, you still don't fucking say it.
Right.
You know, and it's the same way with anything else.
Well, no, I didn't mean like personal intention. I meant like the intention of the word. You know, the word wasn't created for a good reason, you know.
Right.
Whether or not fucking rappers took it back or not, like it's still whatever.
I don't think any of the words are created for a good reason because you're doing something trying to make somebody angry. So
you're trying to elicit a response. Somebody,
yeah, exactly. You're trying to make them angry. But like for fucking kids, it'd just be like doo-doo head. You a doo-doo head. Oh, your mom smells like poo-poo. You know, stuff like that. Like,
and it holds the same weight in their you know, community. Yeah,
even though it's not an adult type of curse word, you're still trying to get a negative response because you're angry.
It's interesting to see different people handling this different ways too. So like, you know what, I'm actually going to ask for a little interaction with this. Like if you've got kids or if you have an opinion on this, like how you would handle with your kids, let us know what you would do if you are going to try to keep up the act, I want to call it, I guess, of, you know, being squeaky clean in front of the kids and then letting them go out in the world and figure it out themselves, or you just be yourself and, you know, explain to them that, you know, these are words and society might not like it if you work in a cubicle and you have to put on a different hat and, you know, whatever. But
I've learned in my previous jobs that they don't really care about that anymore.
Well, and that's something that I was talking about with DJ last night. I told him, I'm like, you know, I say it all the time and it sounds like bullshit and it sounds like me trying to, you know, come off as cool or whatever. But, you know, like the person that you hear me talking to you right now, that's who I am in the world. I walk up to my employees and I say, what's up, player? You know, like that's how I am. And it comes along with a lot of the other stuff too. Like when people call me with problems, I'm like, well, what the fuck? And da da da. Like, that's just how I talk in my professional life too. And I'll feel you out first. Sure. I definitely will feel you out. And if I feel like it's going to be a thing, I try to pull it back. It's not like it's something that I have to do to make a point, but it's also, sometimes it's a descriptive that I feel like I need to use, you know, it's part of my personality and I'm mm-hmm. sorry if you don't like it. I really am.
I remember asking my mom what some of the curse words meant when I was, I don't know, 10 or 11. I've heard because I was hearing them in school or just around. And then she would explain to me what they were and just told me not to use them.
Hmm. Like what?
Well, the F word for one.
When I was younger, I think it was Aerosmith. I think there was an Aerosmith album that...
Oh, mine was Green Day.
Well, it has... That's
the first time I heard the word masturbation. I didn't know what it meant. And I was singing the song. My mom was like, what are you listening to?
You'd sing Welcome to Paradise.
Yeah. When masturbation lost its fun.
Yeah. No, what? there was, because, you know, back in our day, we would actually buy a physical copy CD and pull out the little book and get to flip through the book and look at the words and yep. there were pictures and shit. And I want to say it was an Aerosmith CD and it had the word fuck, like in big letters, but it was an acronym. It was like, you know, there were periods after each letter and it was for unlawful carnal knowledge. And I was like, damn, fuck means rape. I thought fuck just meant like fucking. Like, and it got me thinking about it, but I didn't ask because God forbid I fucking bring shit like that up to my mom. My mom ain't gonna, I'd get smacked and fucking grounded for that shit, dude. But then I got to thinking about it. I'm like, damn, I wonder if that's why that was created and that's why people don't like it because fucking means raping.
Maybe.
I don't know. If you got thoughts on that too, let me know.
Yeah, and no call is stupid or no call is going to suck. I think we need to change our voicemail message.
It's been a while. We haven't actually got calls in a couple of months. And
yeah, I mean, they're probably intimidated because I'm like, if it sucks, don't leave it.
We get missed calls. We get a lot of missed calls.
They're like, shit, she's going to think my question's dumb. I'm not leaving a voicemail.
Well, somebody said that. Somebody in a Facebook group was like, I called to leave a question, but the message said if it sucks, then fuck you. And I got intimidated and I hung up.
And you gotta know it's a joke.
And I'm like, what was my response? Try fucking living with her. Thanks. In your faces. And like, just in the middle of doing a show. When you got to use that voice so much. Like, goddamn, dude. Yeah, I didn't know it bothered you that much, aggro.
No, when you use it all the time.
Fuck you, man. I'll use it when I use it.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Curse you.
With your witchy finger.
Curse you. That's your fault, too.
Because you can't catch my a football? Yeah, that's my fault, too.
You threw it stupid.
Perfect fucking spiral.
You threw it stupid.
Perfect fucking spiral.
I couldn't catch it.
You couldn't catch because you can't catch.
No, what? You bought a football that you think your hands are the size of Shaquille O'Neal's.
They are.
They are not.
They are.
No.
Everything that on me is the size of Shaquille O'Neal.
Way too big for your hands.
No, that's what I use now. I'll throw it to you now.
You don't even have it.
I do have it. It's on top of the beer fridge in the garage. I just put air in it, so it's ready to fucking throw.
You ain't throwing it with me.
I am, too.
I'm going to throw this pen at you.
So, in other news, mm-hmm. Last weekend after we recorded, I think it was later that day or maybe the next day, I got a series of messages from a lot of different people informing me that Jay Cutler is splitting with Kristen Cavallucci.
Cavallari.
Z Cavaricci jeans. And I understand why. I mean, Jay Cutler, former Bears quarterback, and Kristen is one of my loves. And I got to say, why, it got me to the point where, like, it was your sister. Your sister was the final one that sent it. And she was like, did you hear Jay Cutler and your girl split up? And I was like, yeah. Everyone's texting me like as if now's my chance or something. What the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
They said that she's filing divorce because he was doing like marital misconduct or something.
What does marital misconduct mean?
But they also said it wasn't another woman or anything. So I don't know. But when I was watching, because she has a reality show.
By herself?
Well, it's like about her. But I mean, Jay Cutler's in it.
What the fuck does she do?
She has clothing stores. She was going to open
one. That's enough content for a show?
She's going to open one in Chicago. Well, they follow her and a couple other people. But it's like her people in her inner circle and stuff. So they'll just kind of like ping around or whatever to the other people.
Hmm.
And so she was doing the show and then she was opening a store in Texas and a store. And she was trying to open a store in Chicago.
They wouldn't let her in Chicago.
No, they did.
They did?
She just wanted a bigger space. And then it ended up Gwyneth Paltrow's Glow line was going to get the other side of the building. And then
the vagina candles?
Well, I don't know if it's the vagina candles, but I think she has like
glow.
But I think she has a skincare line. But then that ended up
the penis through. Facials.
No,
she was the one for that too.
Maybe. Oh yeah, maybe. But then they've got kids together, and I feel bad for the kids because they're always gone. Because you know he ain't taking care of them kids. They probably got a fucking nanny that does it.
He, you know, he don't give a fuck about nothing, dude. Mm-mm. I envision that face with the smoking, cigarette. Yeah, the smoking J face all the time. He don't give a fuck about nothing. She probably said, I want a divorce, and he was just like, whatever.
But in the show, they looked like they were having fun. They had met with a couple friends, and they were at a bar, and they looked like they had, like, good banter and stuff.
As much as I had a crush on her at one point, when I clicked the messages that people were sending me, the story, I don't have a crush on her anymore.
I gave you shit about that when we were at the townhouse.
I know,
and that's talking about it. And I'm like,
that was the beginning of the end.
Skeleton.
That was the beginning of the end. And then now I see her again, and I'm like, yeah, it's gone. And then I looked at her, and I was like, you're probably the kind of person I wouldn't like either. Like, you don't seem cool.
No.
She seems like a bitch.
She seems like the kind that bakes like vegan like zucchini bread for her kids' class.
Ugh.
Instead of
cupcakes.
Yeah, instead of cupcakes, that bitch is baking zucchini bread and shit.
I don't give a fuck about Kristen Cavallucci anymore, dude.
Cavallari.
80 pounds.
Ugh.
Soaking wet.
Yeah, I'd be happy if I was like 160.
I would be happy if I was like 160.
No, you look like you had cancer.
I was 170 when I met you.
No, you weren't. You were bigger than that.
I beg to differ.
You said 180 before.
180, whatever.
10 pounds is a big difference.
Talking about attractive people, you've been subjecting me to watch a lot of trash TV in the quarantine now.
Yeah, it's funny, but you're the one that brought this one up.
Well,
too hot to handle.
I've heard it. But, well, the reason I brought it up was, one, because when I'm flipping through Netflix, it said it was number two on Netflix. So I'm like, oh, damn, motherfuckers are watching that. I heard Riley on The Plunge talking about it, and then I heard Mikey on Failing Hollywood talking about it.
Dude, Riley wishes he'd get on that fucking show.
Well, the one kid reminded me of Riley to begin with.
Which one? Harry?
Yes. He reminded me of Riley. I think just his demeanor, because he's like kind of goofy and like he really has no business being as like confident as he is, but like he is and it works. Like, I feel like that's Riley.
I thought he was cute. I think he bases it more on his accent than anything else, because he has a British accent. Chloe's the worst.
Let me tell you what. I don't understand. Like, I get it how dudes start watching these shows with their girls. Their girls watch these shows, and then they watch them, and they get to say, well, it's not me, it's her, you know, but they know everything about it, you know, like motherfuckers that get so invested in The Bachelor, looking at you, Adam and Jason. But, like, these don't hold me, dude. Like, what was the last one that we watched? Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
I made it like two fucking three episodes into that and shit. You watched the whole goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. Same with this, dude. Like, I'm like, oh, these are just going to be hot people. And like, the premise of this show is they're on an island. They're all in bikinis and shit. They're all like horny and ready to go. But then like, plot twist, they can't fuck. And
well, it's deeper than that.
Is it though? I don't think
there
it
are
is.
People that just do flings. They just swipe right and then they have one night stands. So the whole point of this experiment is to make them value their worth. So on the last one I watched, the women had to learn to worship their yonis,
which is
a vagina. So they had to go into this little box thing. They all were like on pallet platforms. Then they had like this canvas box around them, and then they had to take a mirror, take their panties off, and then examine their yonis. And now
is that
they're
like common, like women like don't
women
look at
empowerment
their...
shit.
Oh, is that like,
yeah,
all?
Like yeah. And then they had to paint a picture of what their yoni meant to them.
Did you look at yours after seeing that? Did you go in the bathroom and look at that?
No.
Why?
I think vaginas are ugly.
Well, I mean, like, genitalia is typically ugly, you know, like
not all of it.
Dicks look like floppy fucking walruses and shit, dude.
You got tusks coming out of your fucking dick?
I could.
Two dicks?
I could, yeah.
I really enjoyed the show.
But the point I was trying to make was it doesn't hold me. Like, the hot people that are potentially maybe fucking on an island, the charm wears off by, like, the second episode. And I'm like, I could care less. Finish it while I'm at work. I don't fucking care.
Well, I don't know. I like it. I like getting to know the people on the show. I like the little bit of drama there was. And every time they fuck up, they have to take money out of the pot. You start out with $100,000. And if you make a connection with somebody and you kiss them, then you lose, like, $3,000. So this computer, Lana, that they say, watches everything that they do, hears everything that they do. And if they see that you like have a connection with somebody, she'll like, hey, do you want to go on a date with this person? And if they go on a date and they fuck up, then they lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And then in like the third or fourth episode, they give him like this really like gaudy watch. And if you have like
an Apple Watch, but bigger.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
If you're having a real connection, like it'll light up green and then you guys have like a certain amount of time to like make out or whatever.
Is that all it is? Like it's a make out? Like they can't just say, oh shit, green light. Here's my date.
Maybe.
Like, is that how it works? I don't know.
But then after the date.
You're the fucking number one fan.
Well, then after the date, like two people got to go. There's like this private suite and it's like the biggest test of chastity is like going to the suite, not doing anything. Bitch. One of them came out of there and they lost like $16,000 because they were like giving each other blowjobs and whatever. So
giving each other blowjobs.
And then she goes into detail, like, and then Lana's a robot. So she'd be like, no, so and so and so and so. This is what happened. And your beep was on the beep. And then you beeped in this beep. And the total loss is $16,000.
You just see the faces on everybody.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah. So tell everybody their business.
Fuck, it's so stupid,
dude. I think it's funny. I like it. But I like that shit. I like Paradise Hotel.
I never watched that with you.
I really like that show.
I just like the tropical shit. I was like, where is that? That looks awesome. I want to go there.
Yeah. Looking at those girls on that show, though, makes me want to do better, and then I don't.
Cool story.
I'm like, I should exercise and drink more water.
I'm on you about the water shit, dude.
I know.
Because you do need to be more health conscious about, like, drinking water and doing stuff like that. Like, it's bad enough that, like, I drink Diet Coke and you're like, fuck you. I want regular. Give me everything. I want all the sugar. I want all the calories. I want everything bad. And yeah. I'm like, just make little choices. Like, have a fucking Diet Coke instead of a Coke and it's better. I mean, like, they still suck, but one's less suck than the other one. I want everything.
If I can't have real Coke, then I'm just not going to drink pop.
Good.
Because I don't like Diet Coke at all.
I got you a big ass water jug coming, so fucking get your ass hydrated.
But also, with the grocery store still, we can't find chicken. And we really can't find anything.
It's a crapshoot.
And there's really, I can't make nothing for dinner because we haven't got nothing. When you do have meat at the grocery store, you can get one fucking pack of meat. And that's one day.
I think they may have lifted that. I don't know.
Well, then we need to get some groceries because we've been, like last night, we got sushi. And then a few nights ago, we had gotten Panda Express. And then today, we're probably going to get Portillo's because we're going to the paint store.
Yeah!
So, I don't know. It's just, I like making excuses, but it's just been harder lately. It's like we need to get like carrots and shit to munch on or find some kind of like healthy dips to make. Because that's when you start eating like the bags of chips during the day when you're hungry and it's not lunch or dinner.
I'm going to show you a healthy dip.
Oh, shut up. Are we done?
No, we ain't done. You want to be done?
No.
Mikey and them were talking about 90 Day Fiance too, and it made me laugh because that's one show when you sit up in bed watching that, I don't necessarily
hate it.
Yeah, I don't necessarily hate it, and it's just because those people are like the bottom of the barrel, like fucking like. Well, I mean, like one, you got to really have made some choices, like a series of fucking decisions, to really put yourself at a position where you're like, I'm going to pull somebody from another country to marry. I think it's sight unseen. Yeah.
No, they FaceTime and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, even still, you know, like there's a plethora of women right here in your town that you can go meet and you're like, I need that bitch from fucking Romania. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's one lady that thinks she's getting catfished. She met this guy on Instagram named Williams and they talked on the phone and they text and whatever. But then all of a sudden she got this email saying that if you don't give me money, then I'm going to release these private pictures you sent. And she's like, the only person I've sent pictures to was Williams. So well, here's then the her thing. Daughter's like, you're being scanned by Nigeria because the phone number that he had is a Nigerian phone number.
Well, here's the thing. Is she somebody of any prominence? Is she like a public figure of any sort?
No.
Then who fucking cares? Release the shit. Who fucking cares?
She's like a 50 or something year old lady.
Who gives a fuck?
Who lost a bunch of weight. And she was enamored with this dude because he looked hot and he had like all these muscles and he was into her. So then she gave in.
Show him. I'd say show him. Show him.
Show him what?
He's threatening to show the pictures. Fucking show them. Who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. Is she like a state senator or something? Is she a fucking celebrity? No. What? He is. See, that right there tells me that it is a fucking Nigerian prince situation, because he don't even know the gravity of the situation he's trying to fucking extort. It's just some regular bitch. Fuck it.
Right.
Put him out there.
Right. I wouldn't care.
The only two, I take that back. There's two main people on that show that I know who they are. I kind of know the other ones because there's like lesbians in Australia and shit, and there's a semi hot chick with like a fucking dude in England or something. But like,
they're both Australia.
Oh, okay. But the two situations on that show that always make me laugh because they're a fucking dumpster fire is the fat white bitch with the fucking African rapper,
mm-hmm,
and the fucking the little
Soulja Boy and Baby Lisa. Oh, Baby Lisa.
And dude, I believe that like he actually like he puts up with so much shit from that ugly ass white bitch.
She wants to come to America and be a rap star.
I don't believe that that's it though. I think he would have a better situation for his rap career there. Because I don't think if he comes here, he ain't making shit. Dude, mm-hmm, what's he going to do here? He thinks in his mind he's going to do it here. But he's way more fucking, like, he's walking into clubs and people know who he is and recognizing, mm-hmm, him and shit. And, like, he's got fucking, like, big parties over there. And he's rapping to this fucking Soulja fat Boy trailer troll that fucking flew over there to see him and shit.
Baby Lisa, I'll be there for you. Dude, I love you.
I think that, like, he really does. Girl. I think he loves that chick.
Hey, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, man.
But that's such a weird one. And then the other one is the little 4-foot dude with no neck. And
Rosalina, I think her name is Rosalind. Rosalina.
I get very caught up in this dude's physical stature.
He's got no neck.
But he's so like massive. Big. He's like 4 feet tall and he's like 3 feet wide.
Yeah.
Like this motherfucker walks in like Joe wants Wolverine to be portrayed in the comic book movies. Like this motherfucker.
Well, and he's so awkward.
I got no neck and I'm about to tear you up.
He's so awkward with her too, because she's from the Philippines. She doesn't shave. So she came out they were laying in bed or something, and he was like, I noticed your legs are hairy like mine. Go shave your legs. And she fucking did. And then she comes out in these pajamas that he bought her at like the Filipino market for like $1.80.
The Filipino market.
For like $1.80. And then she puts on these pajamas and he's just like, can I give you a foot massage? And it's just, he's so weird because he just fucking slumps over and he's just like, you're so beautiful. And she's like, he treat me like princess. I like being treated like princess.
Yeah, and then in the next scene, he's like, I need you to get an STD test. And she's like, duh. Like, that's that fucking like.
Because she had a kid. And he's like, I don't know your history. And, you know, and then and she's
like.
You live
in this fucking slum village. Right. So fucking, I don't know if you've been turned out in every goddamn corner that.
But then she flips it on him and was like, well, I don't know about you. I don't know who you are. And I'm like, you can tell he is not fucking
He is
anybody.
Clean as a whistle, madam. He ain't getting nothing.
I think he still lives with his mom.
Dude, it's the best when he has to look side to side and he pulls his whole body back like that because he ain't got no neck. Right. He's like. Well, that's the shit I like seeing, but I could never tune in on a week to week basis. Like I never get invested.
I'll just watch it if I see it on and like nothing's good on Travel Channel.
Nothing's good on Travel Channel. You're so basic.
But there's another guy. He's an older guy. His name's David, and he been talking to this bitch. Oh, Lana.
That coke-eyed Russian.
Yeah, I guess. No, that's a different one.
Oh,
that's Mike and somebody else. But David, he's never met this person. This Lana lady.
Oh, the one that was ghosting him? He flew over
like
there. And then
7 years he's been talking to her. He's never seen her in person. That's went to sad. Russia like 2 or 3 times.
That's sad.
This bitch is hiring a private investigator.
She fucking stood him up at the train station, dude. That's mm-hmm. so sad. He flew all the way over there and she just didn't come.
And he has to pay to talk to her. On Fuck the website that he uses,
off.
Like he says he spent like over $100,000 just in chats.
Why?
Because of her pictures.
Come on, dude. Because
she's like this big and her tits are like this big.
Come on, dude.
I know. It's crazy.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I've never been that guy in that position to where I'm like that fucking desperate and lonely.
You met me in high school.
But even still, dude, like I don't know, like. I see how other people do it, man. Like, plus, like, now it's so readily available with, like, dating apps and shit. Just fucking swipe, dude. Mm-hmm. You know? Fucking swipe.
Yeah, I don't think I would use the app. I want to meet somebody genuinely.
At this time, Yeah, but then even like when you use the regular ones, like, do you remember when we've had friends that are on dating sites and they're like trying to do it legit style, and then all of a sudden that like they're treating like the regular sites like fucking Tinder, and they're like, well, I'm just trying to like fuck, like I'm not trying to get a relationship, and dude's like, well, I'm trying to meet like my next fucking future third ex-wife, you know? And
yeah, well, then you know, move on.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's a fucked up situation that I'm glad I ain't in.
Right. Samesies.
I was just looking at you. I was waiting to see what she's doing.
I'm just looking at the beautiful breeze outside.
Beautiful breeze outside. We'll get out there. I don't have a whole lot more. I mean, I got some other shit we've been watching and whatever, but that's all we're doing because it's quarantine life. Like, I come home from work and I either watch The Office or I watch a Marvel movie. I've been trying to work my way through the Marvel movies.
I
like The
Office as much as anybody, but that pisses me off, too. I get so annoyed with when you watch The Office, especially, like, if I want to watch something and I sit down and I hear, doo doo doo, and I was like, again? I'd rather you start watching Parks and Rec.
I'm gonna move on to Community. I've been talking about that for 2 weeks. Oh, yeah,
Community's good, too.
Talking about it for 2 weeks, and I'm 2 episodes away from finishing The Office again. So when I do it, then I'll fucking go on to Community, okay?
I got one more episode of Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, the finale, huh?
I'll watch that tonight.
Watch that, and well, Sunday.
With my mojito, because I got my muddler in the mail yesterday, and you found me some mint.
I did. Mm-hmm. Making these supply runs in the apocalypse for you. Yay! Sunday nights have turned into The Last Dance. I've been going down
that is a nostalgia, really good show.
Nostalgia lane with that. The first week, it was hard for me to watch it because it kind of brought up a lot of like old memories and whatever. Because it's like a very
grandma.
Yeah, it's a time capsule almost. Like it's a very good representation of like that time in my life, like seeing all that old footage and seeing like the old shit, it takes me back to that time. And like it growing up in Chicago when all that was going on, like especially during the summertime, like you would go outside, you would run around with your friends all day and shit, and then dinner time you would come home and it would be that NBA on NBC shit coming on, and my grandma would have it on, and we would sit there and your watch the fucking like, playoffs.
She is so cool because she watched basketball and wrestling. What if the grandma
watched my grandmother would be fucking, she would be motherfucking Reggie Miller and John Starks. I hate that John Starks. He's a cocky son of a bitch. Like she was legit. Like she would fucking, she hated Reggie Miller. She hated John Starks. Like all the East teams that the Bulls would play. Like we would sit there and watch it. And I mean, I think to a degree, that's what got me into it. Like my grandma got me into basketball. Like how fucked up is that?
I think it's pretty sweet.
But it's a good series, man. It's a really good series, and it's one of those things where they didn't release it all at once, and which is kind of bizarre because of the situation. Like you would think that they would just drop it and let people consume it, but it's our Sunday night thing now. So we're watching that, and then Rick and Morty comes back on Sunday too. So oh, after cool. the dance, I'm watching fucking Rick and Morty.
Nice.
Other than that, yeah, just been watching Marvel movies, man. And
you had Endgame on yesterday.
I'm doing it out of order too. It's not like I'm watching them in order. I'm just scrolling through, and whatever one catches me, I watch it. Like, and I like ones that people don't like. I like Captain America, the first Avenger. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like that one. The Thor movies I like.
Ragnarok is better.
A lot of people are on Ragnarok. They like that, and I agree, but like I like the whole fucking series. It's whatever. And Guardians is my favorite.
I think Ragnarok, it really brought out Thor's personality a lot more, where he was very funny.
Because he cut his hair?
No.
I read online, so someone was talking about Marvel movies the other day, and talking about like, I think it was a female podcast, to be honest, if I'm you know, remembering correctly. And one of the persons of this podcast was like, I didn't even look at Chris Hemsworth that way until Ragnarok. And then when he cut his hair, it was like, holy shit, that's the same person? Oh my God, where have you been? Like,
what?
It makes me want to fucking shave lines on the side of my head. Maybe I'll have that effect on some ladies. I could do that shit. I got the mullet going. Maybe I could pull off the Patrick Kane during quarantine.
Yeah, maybe.
I picked a hell of a time to try to grow my hair back.
I know. You can't get a cut now.
And now it's getting out of control where it needs to be maintained. And I'm like tossing around the idea, should I just shave my head again? And I'm like, but the last 3 months will be for nothing.
Yep. I could try to give you a haircut.
Maybe we'll try to do that tonight. We'll just try to let you cut my hair and then we'll report back next week.
That sounds good.
Which next week, I think I'm lining up a guest. I think I'm working on Delvin Cox next week.
Okay.
Because it's been a long time. You and Delvin have done a show together. Me and Delvin have done a show together. But he's never been on our show. And I think that's a fucking gross misstep on my part. So
it's fine.
Trying to work that out.
Mr. Delvin.
We might have to go back to Friday night for that one, though. So we'll talk about that.
Right.
But that, I never actually asked you. We watch all the Marvel movies together, but I've never actually asked you, what's your favorite one? Because you know mine's Guardians.
I like Guardians, and I also like Civil War.
Civil War. That's a lot of people say that. A lot of people say that.
I think because that's the first time everybody comes together.
That's when Spider-Man popped off for the first time. And Ant-Man got all big at the airport and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everybody kind of like forms their little bonds and stuff. And is that
the
when
teams get made?
Is that when Iron Man and Cap start fighting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Winter Soldier's there and they're throwing a shield back and forth and shit. Yeah. That's that's a lot of people say that one. I don't not like any of them, but Guardians just is like that's it resonates the most.
Yeah. The soundtrack and just, I don't know, the dad stuff.
I think it fits my personality.
Yeah.
Because I try to keep things light.
It's a lot of fun. I think that it's a lot of fun. And like Bradley Cooper did a great job with Rocket and him and.
What about Vin Diesel's Groot, dude? Most under fucking rated performance of the MCU. Vin Diesel is Groot. How could he ever have memorized all those lines? I'll never get it.
I know. I'll never know.
I'll never get it.
It's just funny.
Never appearing on film at all. Just saying it in different inflections. Do you think he even goes to set? Do you think they just like phone him in? Like they fucking StreamYard him in and he gets to say I am Groot in a lot of different inflections and then they just record it and they're like, all right, we're good.
Probably.
Thanks. Go do Fast and Furious 17.
Maybe.
Fucking. You know how I am with animals too, right? Like I like fucking weirdo animals. This made me think about it when we were talking about or watching comic book movies or whatever. I stumbled across this last week. Do you know what the Wolverine frog is?
No.
There is a frog that's hairy like Wolverine, and it breaks its own bones to make claws to hunt with. Like Wolverine.
That's not real.
I'm fucking about to show it to you.
Okay. I wouldn't.
Look at that.
Meet the hairy frog.
You see that? Like he's got the fucking Wolverine hair on his legs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, this is the one. When threatened, he contracts a muscle that breaks its toe bones and forces claws through its foot pads.
That's gross.
That's fucking Wolverine, dude.
I'm surprised that's never been in any of the shows that I watch. I watch so much nature stuff.
Look up.
I've never heard of it.
Look up there. Do you see that? Look up here.
Yeah, I see. More. Yeah,
no. Where I'm pointing. Over here on my comic books that I hung up on the wall here.
Mm-hmm.
You see that issue right there? That X-Men Alpha where Wolverine's missing a hand? Right there, the X-Men blue one? Alpha. It's like the fourth one from the left. He's missing his fucking hand.
Uh-huh.
See, in the comic books, there came a point when Magneto pulled his metal skeleton out and that motherfucker had bone claws.
Oh, I remember that.
So, like, that's the same kind of thing of this frog up here, dude. I don't know even where I was looking that it came up, but I was like, damn, that's fucking dope. And I figured you would have known about it, and that's why I wanted to.
Well, I mean, it's called the hairy frog, not the Wolverine frog.
Well, they.
But slang. I've never known that it did that. That's crazy.
Nature's a bitch.
It really is.
The last thing I want to leave you with is this wonderful musical number that my homeboy Adam Simmons sent me a few weeks back, and I've been meaning to bring up on the show, but I haven't played it. So I guess we can, do you want me to play it and then we can talk about it, or do you want me to just go out on it?
Just play it. He has the best DJ music.
DJ Quest, stupid! Nigga, this is the 15th motherfucking time that I called and left your ass messages. I done text your bitch ass, and you ain't responded to nothing. What the fuck is you doing?
Struggle's real out there. Think?
I think they sing good. It's like it sounds like it would be like a deep cut on one of those like girl bands that were in the 90s and then petered out. Was it Escape or something? Was that their name?
SWV.
Yeah, that's the one. Single White Females or whatever.
Sisters with Voices. Oh. This is Risqué, the Drama Queen.
It's SWV deep cut. Nice. There was a bitch named Diamond on that Love Is Blind.
I know. I got mad when the dude said she had a stripper name.
Yeah.
I've been holding on to this one for a couple weeks, man. I actually wanted to play it a couple weeks ago because it's awesome.
I listen to this in my car.
I can see you in a car, like a convertible, like rolling down by the beach and shit with this song.
Can I smell your dick?
Yeah, dude, I can see that shit.
Would you get mad at me if somebody said yes? I'm like, it wasn't my fault. It
wasn't my fault. I asked permission. Yeah, check out Risque, the drama queen.
I like it.
This has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense. We enjoy talking to you. I enjoy talking to my wife. I hope you enjoy talking to me.
Yeah, I'm all right.
That didn't answer the question, but all right. If you're a new listener, thanks for coming and sitting with us on this beautiful Saturday morning. We hope that you will find us on all of the podcast platforms and subscribe to this show so you never miss an episode. Look for us on social media at HTNOS. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Follow us there, too. Give us likes on the posts, and together we can beat the social media algorithms that keep us down and shadow banned in the depths of the social media black hole, right?
Okay.
Sure. We are also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Look for ourselves and all of our homies at innercirclepn.com. Adam Simmons and the Simmons and Moore Show. Jason Almy and Shit Happens When You Party Naked. The homie Kaz holding it down solo dolo style over at the Hood Diner. Riley and Hunter at the Plunge. And Mikey and the other guys at Phelan Hollywood.
You don't even say their names anymore.
Well, that's because everybody's got... It's taken a big toll on all the shows. I mean, it's having people come into your house to record, and even doing the remote recordings and shit, it's been tough on a lot of the shows. And you know, it's starting to take its toll. So I mean, like, some people are coming, some people are going. That's why I say Kaz is fucking holding it down solo style at the Hood Diner, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't quitting, you know, like, we ain't quitting. We're going to get through this. We're all in this together, right?
Yep.
Haven't you seen that at the top of Facebook? Every time you log on, we're all in this together.
Yep.
Would you like to put that banner on your profile picture?
We're all lied to at the same time.
We also have a lot of original programming at the Inner Circle, and you can get that by following Inner Circle Presents on your podcast platforms as well. Subscribe to that, and you will get the Slimmer Circle weight loss show that the Almys produce, Inner Circle Sports, it's me and Riley and sometimes guests. We have the Winter Circle Game Show. The Untrained Eye was finally unseated this past week.
Kaz
took him down solo by himself. Nice. He said, I don't even need a fucking partner, dog.
That's awesome. Good job, Kaz.
2v1, Kaz said, what up? That's took him awesome. Down. And then we got Creatures of the Night. We got two episodes of Creatures of the Night that we've already produced, and you can find that there as well. Subscribe to that Inner Circle Presents, and you will get those updates. Again, if you want to find us, we're available at HTNOS on all the social platforms. Go to our website, htnos.com, shoot us an email, and we mentioned the voicemail line even before, too. Give us a call, 813-773-5706. We might have to open up the lines and do a live show again. Those live calls were fun that time, and it's been a few months. That and we're approaching fun. Our three-year anniversary, so maybe we'll do that in a couple months on the three-year.
Sure.
It was fun in the two-year. Why not go back?
Why not?
I'm the real Wetsky everywhere.
I'm Duchess Wetsky on Twitter.
And we're the Hashtag No Offense Show. Smell your dick.
Peace, bitches. Because you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song.